Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manarino. Monday, October 30th, 2023. Let's talk. We have so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. How about this? As we expected, if you happened to see the video that I did yesterday, I explained to you how this market is anticipating things to unfold moving forward, who this market is hoping is selected as the next president of the United States, the comments that Donald Trump had made yesterday. We outlined what we believed, or I believed, that this market would do or how it would react this morning. And it's following exactly, well, as we outlined it would. The U.S. dollar on a relative strength basis is lower this morning. Stock futures are higher across the board. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. You know, it's kind of astonishing when we can call the market this accurately. Look, what you know what my job is? My job is to take in the information available at the time, understanding that also it can change, and coming up with the most likely scenario. Now, look, my comments yesterday on Donald Trump, what he said, a lot of you believe that I personally want war. I personally want Donald Trump to be the president. What I want is absolutely irrelevant, okay? It's, again, my job to figure out what the market wants and how the market is going to react. That's what I do, period, the end, so you and I can stay ahead of the curve. Now, whether you love Donald Trump or whether you hate this man's guts, and there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle here, I'm going to tell you what I said yesterday. This market is hoping Donald Trump is selected. Period. Especially after what came out of his mouth over the weekend with his support for Israel, talking about enormous amounts of funds to be sent over there. This is what the market wants to hear. It's what the market wants to hear, especially in light of that the market wants Donald Trump back. Donald Trump, absolutely, again, no matter if you love the guy or hate the guy, is stock market positive. Absolutely. And that's what the market cares about, all right? And I'll tell you something else. Look, in case you don't know, I've been speaking about this a lot lately, and this is the danger to the world right now. The United States economy is war-dependent. It's war-dependent because it's the central banks running the show. You know, let me read something to you, and maybe this will give you a better perspective as to what's going on. I wrote this yesterday, okay? This, if you subscribe to my free newsletter, link in the description below, is in your inbox, okay? Pay attention to this stuff, all right? Before you read something like this, clear your mind, okay? Get the political spectrum out of your head, whether you're the left wing or the right wing of the same bird, okay? Read through this stuff and try to understand what's happening. It's the only way you're going to be able to get a bit better picture as to what's actually happening and why. You understand? So let me read this to you. I want to go through this in ad lib, as I always do, so we can make sense of this. So tipping points. Tipping point. Markets dependent on war by me. All right. Now, here we go. Today, market history is being made, but you would hardly know that when it comes to looking at the stock market. The world right now is experiencing, and this is a fact, a raging bear market in bonds. In fact, this is the longest, most vicious bear market in bonds ever in history. We've talked about this to the point of nauseam. You and I clearly understand what's going on here. I've explained to you repeatedly the problems that are facing the banks, the financial system right now, toxic assets on their books. And it's, again, the mechanism here is so easy to understand. War, as we have outlined here, is going to push cash into the debt market, and that's what the market wants to see. It wants rates to be suppressed. Believe me, the central banks are in here buying the debt too, okay? But it needs another mechanism to pull cash into the now, an excuse to vastly inflate. You understand? What's the goal of every central bank? If you follow this blog, you know what it is, to inflate. And the more debt a central bank can issue is called on to issue, the exponentially stronger they become. Keep these things in mind as they read through this. All right. Anyway, as I said, the world right now is experiencing a raging bear market in bonds, the longest, most vicious bear market in history. Meanwhile, the stock market has held up quite well. How is that? How is that? Keep that question in mind. Right off, the stock market is completely detached from any kind of reality. Can I please get a duh here? All right. Things which should be important, and we've covered this a million times, like PE ratios, forward guidance here, cash flow, etc. These don't matter anymore. Doesn't matter when the market has been drunk on easy money for the last, well, during President Trump's entire tenure, the thing before him as well. And this is, you know, this is kind of being pulled out of the market to a certain degree right now with rates going higher. But you're being sold the lie that the Fed is doing this to control inflation. It has nothing to do with that. You all know that. Anyway, bear with me. The market has gotten so used to easy money and easy credit that overall, the stock market is somewhere off way beyond la-la land. I think we can agree. Okay. The recent sell-off in debt, all right, this bear market that we're seeing has pushed risk in this market to extreme levels. Clearly, that's where we are at. And even with that, the stock market has held up reasonably well. Okay. Recent geopolitical events, more specifically, pay attention to this, please, rapidly expanding war and its associated funding, support, etc., to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, soon to be much more. I think we can agree on that, too, has certainly given a major boost to U.S. GDP, gross domestic product. It has also set the stage for much higher inflation. It's interesting. Not even one mainstream media outlet is talking about this. All they're trying to do is fool you. Oh, U.S. GDP is higher. The economy is resilient. The economy is booming. The consumer is spending more because they have no choice. You see, you're not supposed to know this stuff. This is all the stuff that's hidden in plain sight. And they will not tell you that the hundreds of billions, soon to be trillions, that are going to be pumped into this war, this new the Ukraine war, the war here over in Israel, is going to get much, much more, and it's massively inflationary. But you can't know it. They can't allow the people to know what's going on, just like they can't allow you to know that there are bank runs going on right now. People are pulling out their cash out of these institutions at their fastest pace ever. Let us move forward. It has also set the stage for higher inflation. Expanding war has, for now, and we've covered this since this new war started, stabilized the sell-off in the debt market. It's not going to last. Listen to me one more time. It's not going to last. They're going to need to expand this war. There's going to need to be more funding thrown into this war and the Ukraine war and everything else. People, just, you know, look, I think you get it. I think you do. Or if you don't, I hope you're starting to come around. Now listen to this next part here. This is where people seem to have gotten confused. I do not want war. Again, what I want is irrelevant. Okay, I want peace. That's a fact. But my job, again, is to outline for all of you so you can stay ahead of the curve what the market wants. Okay, so we can get ourselves in the right spots here. You understand? So anyway, this is what you need to pay attention to. It is certainly no secret that war, along with the expansion and propagation of war, is stock market positive. Don't take my word for this. Just look back on history. Again, war fuels the military-industrial complex, which is often described as the relationship between a country's military and the defense industry that supplies it. But where does all this cash come from? It's astonishing to me. You got the current imbecile sitting behind the Resolute desk talking about sending hundreds of billions over here, hundreds of billions over there, with more to come. You had President Trump yesterday talking about more funding for Ukraine, more funding for Israel. We gotta support Israel's this war. We have to support it at all costs. No apologies. These were his exact words. Okay? Again, but where does the cash come from? Does Biden tell you? Does Trump tell you where it comes from? No, they can't tell you. They can't tell you. Because if they did, maybe you would go, oh, well, wait a minute. What's really happening here? It comes from the central banks. Anyway, no other endeavor on earth generates a greater need for borrowed dollars than war. Biden won't tell you that. Trump won't tell you that. Neither will any other freak running for president right now. No developed nation on the planet has a war chest. We have covered this a million times. So again, where does the cash come from to fight these wars? It comes from central banks, and it is these same central banks, like the Federal Reserve, who are more than willing to lend any amount, any amount. Biden has promised a blank check. So is Trump, okay, to fund these wars. And again, the Federal Reserve funds both sides. Central banks fund both sides of the war. All wars are bank wars. The more cash any bank, central bank, can issue or is called on to issue makes them stronger, not weaker. That was a lie that was being sold to the people during the Trump administration. Oh, Trump is bankrupting the Fed. He's bankrupting the Fed. What was this? QAnon nonsense? It was bullshit. Right from the get-go, okay, they wanted you to think. Again, that was a psyop, okay? The more cash any central bank is called on to create, the stronger they become, not the weaker. War accelerates the process by which central banks gain power. War is the goal of central banks. War also gives our political leaders a scapegoat. It's the war which is responsible for the failing economy. It's the war which is responsible for inflation. It's the war. You're going to hear more of that, okay? The root cause. Okay, let's step back a moment. You know this already if you follow this blog. What is the root cause of the problem? We have to always boil this down to what is the root cause. Okay, here we go. The root cause of why the current global situation today is where it is, which includes expanding war, comes down to one single thing, just one. You know what that one thing is? Liquidity is rapidly drying up. People, I have told all of you since time immemorial, you're going to see things you won't believe thrown at all of you. Any reason they can dream about, think about, or cause you to have a nightmare about to pull cash into the now from the future. This is the central banks colluding with politicians. And they all know it. Biden knows it. Trump knows it. Obama freak knew it. They all know it. They think you don't know it. Okay, but you do. Okay. Anyway, although the world today is awash in debt, which continues to skyrocket higher every second of every day, it's not enough. You know this. We've talked about this I don't know how many times. The current debt-based system, which is run by central banks, who also run the world economy, the world markets, and the financial system, demands an ever-increasing debt load put on your back in multiples. It cannot remain static, and it can't go up in a nice slow slope. It has to go up in multiples. The current central bank debt-based system operates in a perpetual, ever-increasing debt black hole. Sound familiar to you? Which can never, ever be made whole, nor is it ever meant to be made whole, people. War allows central banks to keep the system liquid, but it will not stop its inevitable end. In fact, war will only serve to exacerbate the current liquidity problem. And then they can blame the war. Do you see where we're going here? Okay, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to come up with this kind of stuff here. Just have to have a few functioning brain cells. They'll blame the war for the collapse of the current monetary system. And of course, they will have a solution, problem, reaction, solution, which will serve their interest, not ours. People, I think this is an extremely important piece of information, and I'm going to urge you to, again, this is in your inbox, share this stuff, get it out there. You're not going to hear this out of the mouth of a presidential candidate, no matter how much you love him or hate him, or the current president, or a Federal Reserve president, or anybody else. They're not going to let you know the truth, because the truth is frightening. And you're not allowed to know that kind of stuff because maybe you would take action instead of sitting there and doing nothing. But I know if you are a part of this blog, if you're a member of my team, you are taking action. You are a lion, okay? And you're not sitting back and allowing the system to evaporate you, to dissolve you. Ain't happening. Not on my watch. I can promise you that. Anyway, as I said, and as we expected yesterday, weaker dollar, stock futures higher across the board. This market wants Trump. And I'm not telling you again that's what I want or what anybody else wants, all right? What we want is irrelevant and it doesn't matter, okay? You still think your vote counts? You believe in a dead system? Good for you. Doesn't matter. They're going to select whoever they want. And the words that came out of Trump's mouth over the weekend really puts him right there. That's what the market wants to hear. We have a market and an economy dependent on war, on the expansion and propagation of war, and this empowers central banks like you can't possibly believe. Okay, you know how this works. It's an incredible situation, people, but that's where we are. Anyway, you got gold and silver catching a bid this morning. Cryptocurrencies catching a bid. Bitcoin relatively flat. Most of the other ones are up. Crude oil under some pressure this morning. But everything's playing out just as we expected it to do. But it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. I'm warning you right here and right now. Be ready for anything. Be ready for anything. Because that's where we're going. And this war over there, this new war, is going to expand. And it's going to go on and on and require untold amounts of funding. And then this has been a setup since the get-go. This has been a setup. Look, everything you're seeing right now, do you really think you're living in real time when it comes to what you're seeing? You're not. Okay. Every single thing has been well thought out in advance, has been well planned in advance. With regard to what most of you seem to believe, and there is some truth to this. There's no doubt about it. Nations have armed themselves to the teeth. Strength is a way to dissuade war. You remember MAD, mutually assured destruction? Yeah. Nations, the nuclear arms race, nations arming themselves beyond belief, assuring that they will end the world if one nation attacks another. Yes, you. Unfortunately, in the world we live in, that's the way it is. You can't disarm. You have to be armed in this world, even as individual citizens. That's actually the truth here. But again, and we covered this when this whole thing under President Trump, okay, again, he had to do it, quite obviously, rebuild the military here. But this is all a game. It was all done to take us to where we are now. The goal of a central bank, all of them, is war. And now the entire world right now is falling into what I believe is World War III. And again, this is going to lead to human suffering and death and pain on a level that people aren't going to believe. But again, it's and the greater fear is, again, they don't care how many lives they have to destroy. Yes, GDP is going to go up. You wait until the next US GDP number. Because all the funding for the Ukraine war and this new war, which is going to go on and on and on, US GDP is going to skyrocket. The more people that die, the more people that become maimed and suffer, the higher US GDP is going to go. We have an economy dependent on war. And then you're going to be told, again, how strong the economy is. But they're not going to tell you the real issues going on, as usual. You think things are any different? No. You can expect this whole thing to play out exactly as we're outlining right here. And this, I think, is very important. All right? Again, in your inbox, people. So if you have not subscribed to my newsletter, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's 100% free. Take action now. This is a channel for people of action. Okay. If you want to just sit back and be entertained, I am more than certain you can find somewhere else to go. All right. Look, this guy here loves you a lot. If you got so mad at this video, I would appreciate a thumbs up. I would appreciate a comment. Get this stuff out there. Let people understand what's happening to them. Break out of the indoctrination, people. You've been indoctrinated since birth. It's time to start thinking. Free your mind. Free thought. Free action. Free movement. Okay, they don't want these things. These are threats. These are threats. They don't want free thought, free action, or free movement. This is a threat to the establishment who wants to control you in every way they can. And they literally want you dead. I want you a slave to the system, again, for control, all right? That's it. I will see all of you later for the live stream. Please get this stuff out there. Please share this stuff. And again, I do want to hear from you, okay? Love you from the heart. I'll see you for the live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.